you missed it live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Thank you so much for staying with us. So yesterday we were meant to speak to the IEC. We faced a bit of challenges, a couple of challenges while we were speaking to them, because they held a press briefing just basically stating their state of readiness to the elections. You all know we are all waiting to get to that date, the 29th of May, but a lot was still going to be happening before then. We still have the special votes, between the 27th, the 28th, as well as those international votes that have to be done before the 29th. So there's a lot going on. Mwakisi Sibanda is an IEC General Manager for Civic and Democracy Education. This is at the IEC. Thank you very much for making time for us. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening, and thank you so much, Tumelo, for having me on the show.
Well, thank you for making time for us. A couple of things that were addressed at the press briefing yesterday, and we just want to get through some of those. You still, up until yesterday, now you'd have to tell us, you know, whether anything else has come through while we were on air or any other time. You still had six matters that needed to be adjudicated on before you can actually go ahead and print the ballot papers. Just give us a sense of how that impacts on your preparation, because one wonders, you are under a lot of pressure, and the longer it takes for those matters to be settled, the more difficult it is for you guys to continue with your preparations.
Indeed, Tumelo, that is correct. As you may have heard this afternoon, the Electoral Court has dismissed the remaining applications that were assailing to the timetable, the candidate nomination process, as well as our portal. And therefore, this then allows us to commence with production of the ballot paper with the view of making up for the lost days as a result of this delay.
And let's talk about, you know, what it actually has to what it would take for you to make sure that in the current volatile scenario, which is quite volatile as we've seen, the security around some of the work that you're doing behind the scenes, preparing those ballots, making sure that they are secure. Just give us a sense of to what extent you've actually gone out to secure those ballot papers that you'll be working on immediately.
Yes. So, Pumelo, nothing will have changed with this election, and we really wish to allay the worries and concerns of voters in the country around any security procedures. The Electoral Commission is very much competent in handling all security features when it comes to ensuring that our balloting, our ballot printing is secure, our delivery of ballot papers is secure. Typically, we would have needed about 30 days to ensure that we can print ballots in time. However, because of all the different changes that we have experienced as a result of the Electoral Amendment Act, we have put into place measures to ensure that come voting day, ballot papers will be at voting stations, all 23,000 and above voting stations, and in the requisite quantities for voters to be able to exercise their right to vote. So we're not concerned at all, Pimelo. In fact, we are just commencing with our duty.
I just want to touch on this matter of yourselves and the MK party that you've asked the Constitutional Court to look into. You've been saying that you want clarity on the matter. This is obviously something that has been on everybody's radar as we speak. And one wonders, you know, at this point in time, was it necessary to bring that to the court on an urgent basis, given the kind of pressures that you have, the time pressures that you kind of have?
Yes, the time pressures are there, Pinola, but it is very important for us to understand and get a final ruling on whether it is correct, the interpretation that we have taken to the court, because we're not just making this for this particular election or for a particular candidate. It must be a ruling that we will be able to apply going forward. So it is very important for us to get clarity so that we know for future elections what this ruling actually means. And therefore, that is why we needed to put this on an urgent basis, and urgent, obviously, because of the time pressures that we face in relation to impending election.
Yeah, so just so that I'm clear, I do understand your position and the decision that the IEC has made to get clarity on the matter, because as you're saying, this is not about just this election. You also have by-elections coming up just around the corner, around June, and other elections coming in the near future. So what I'm asking is, yes, you can still go to the Constitutional Court to get that clarity on what the Constitution says and clarity on your mandate. But did you need it to happen before, for this particular election, given the pressure? In other words, did it have to be urgent?
It has to be urgent because we cannot leave anything unclear in this election, because then it becomes a precedent for what it is you'll be applying for all the other elections that we have to implement in future. And therefore, that is why the urgency, so that for this election and all future elections, it is very clear on how Section 47(1)(e) must be interpreted for all candidates going forward, for all elections.
Mm. I want to also touch on the issue of Janet Love. I know that the IEC has been quite clear. You've said, no, you're not going to be, listening to the demands by MK Party in relation to Jacob Zuma, and that you are going to let things just be. I understand, obviously, the fact that you don't appoint commissioners, so the IEC does not appoint commissioners, so it's nothing that you really could have done anything about. But is the IEC at least going to look into the matter and see whether this particular issue arose maliciously or, innocently, just looking into the details of how the question was responded to? Is it something that preoccupies the IEC, or are you just completely going to dismiss it?
It is not something that preoccupies us at this time, because we really do have very important issues to be dealing with and preparing for in this election. As we did say, that if there are substantial issues that can be proven and brought forward so that they are dealt with substantively and procedurally, that should be done. But to deal with them as utterances would also not be productive for South Africans at this point when we prepare for elections. If there are substantive matters, those can be brought forward, and procedures that need to be put into place would be put into place. Mm.
And just also again to be clear on that, you would then expect, if it is the MK Party that's disgruntled, to go through the necessary processes so that it does go back to the president, it goes back to parliament and so on for another appointment. So you would expect the MK Party to bring that forward for you guys to act. And at this point, you're not really going to entertain any of that.
Tinalo, when it comes to elections, if there are any issues that any citizen is concerned with, there are procedures that they are able to follow in order to raise those issues, whether it be with the commission, whether it be with the electoral court, whether it be with the president who appoints people. So it's not just isolating this particular issue, but if there are any issues, there are procedures in place within our democratic process to ensure these things are attended to. But they must be substantive reasons and evidence in that regard.
Mwagisi Simanda, thank you so much for your time. She is the IEC's General Manager for Civic and Democracy Education.
Kaya Talk.
Monday to Thursday, 8 to 10 p.m.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.